Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. We want to talk to you about asking the question, is it time for me to move on? Sometimes you're in an organization and maybe you've sort of bumped up against the ceiling and you don't think you can go anywhere else. Sometimes maybe you're a little dissatisfied with where you are, or maybe sometimes you're getting near the end of your career and you're thinking about maybe it's time for me to move into a retirement phase, sell my company, move on to somewhere else. Those are tough decisions to make, and there's a lot of factors that go into that. In fact, we'll get into this in the episode today, but there's so many factors to consider when it comes to your business that you had to write a whole book about it.
I did write a book about it. As a little teaser,
just stay tuned. Next month, we'll have a more in-depth look at can we share the title of the book yet?
Sure.
Okay. So it's The Business Baton. So you can kind of get the idea of it's being passed to the next generation, the next owners that are coming in. So how do you want to break this down? Why don't we talk first about somebody who just, they've been in an organization for a while and maybe they're just feeling like this isn't a good fit for me, or maybe they're thinking, I don't know if how many more areas that I can climb or challenges that I have before me. What kind of factors should they start thinking about to make a good decision about maybe moving someplace else?
I'm going to go with the negative one first.
Okay.
I have seen it. I've maybe even done it. That's admissions. Grass is greener. You know, they don't include me. They don't respect me. My ideas aren't implemented. I've been passed up on promotions. And then we kind of look, right? So is the grass greener? That is more of a potentially an unsatisfied person,
sure,
you know, in their current seat.
Sure.
I learned the hard way for myself, and I've seen many buddies that do it too. Like they moved on, you're like, oh, that was a mistake. Well, it was a mistake maybe on the timing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or the reason why. But I think the grass greener is definitely as a capture.
Sure.
And then you can take generations, right? Different work generations. The younger generations are quicker to leave, you know, in 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah.
My grandpa worked at this place for 47 years.
I know.
That's really loyal. Wow. You know, I mean, 47 years. Could I have done it? I don't know. I didn't.
Right.
But that's a long time. I think the part, is this where God wants me?
Mm.
Then it kind of backs into, is this where my family, my spouse, and I need to be? And that could be, I've actually, I remember one of my buddies, he had a pretty stressful job, and he decided that wasn't worth it for his family.
Yep.
He's a year older than me. He retired earlier from the job, but he went to a different field where it wasn't as stressful. And I think he had to make a health decision.
Sure.
So those things play into, and they vary. You know, we can do the Ben Franklin, you know, the pros and cons. I would caution, for even myself, a headhunter called me.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, no, that's a terrible thing to make your call.
Yeah. Yeah. The headhunter called me. Oh, so... special call.
Like, yeah, you and 40 other people.
Right. There's open for one person
right.
So they can, you know, submit the job has been filled and they get their money. You know?
Right.
I mean, the headhunter found me. Potentially God could use that. Right?
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure.
But, you know, generally speaking, a headhunter is doing their job. They're dialing for dollars. I think purpose. You know, there's a time where I retired from one long career, and I'm doing more other things now. It wasn't like it was horrible. I just knew it was the right time.
Yep.
And my test normally for right time, when you prayed with me on it, is this the right time? Do you have peace about it? And if you feel a little consternation about, well, I don't know, I've been there a long time, they really need me, and all right, well, then just pause.
Right.
It's okay if you don't feel peace about it. If you feel peace about it, it's not like you're being a traitor and leaving.
Right.
You know, and quite honestly, if something happened to me and I fell off the curb, they replaced me anyway. It's not like, I mean, maybe three other people. Totally kidding. But
Three and a half.
Oh, right. Wow. That's almost like overtime.
That's right.
I think time to move, time for a change. It doesn't mean retirement necessarily, which we can get to today, but a new challenge, you know, a different organization. I've had it where a number of my buddies will, you know, they were in a company, they sold, and the group that bought them changed.
Yeah, and right.
And so that's pretty easy, you know,
yep.
Partly because you're like, this isn't the company I worked for before. You know, this is a different group. What have you kind of seen with the time to change, move? You've made a few changes, and in my opinion, you've been on your knees praying about, is this the right move?
True.
And even if it is the right move, sometimes it doesn't go easy right away. Like, oh, I was looking for, you know, a daisy field to walk through, and this is tough. We're clawing.
Yeah.
So that happens too.
Well, so one of my things used to be, going back to when I first came into the organization, what did I feel like I was called there to do at the beginning? Excellent. How did God direct my steps to get there at the beginning? And do I feel like those are still valid? But my friend Jim Wiegand helped me think about it from a different perspective, because when I start thinking about maybe it's time to move on, mm-hmm. his question is, how long have you felt like that?
Ooh.
So instead of going all the way back to the beginning, what did I feel like when I first came here? I know why I came here at the beginning.
Right.
But how long have I felt that I should leave? And then maybe that's a little bit closer where I can think back, well, what triggered that?
Excellent.
You know, because sometimes there might be one bad event and then you're like, oh, well, I'm out of here. I mean, we've seen that before, you know, where people just storm out, I quit, and, you know, they're out the door, and you're like, well, hold on a second. We didn't, you know, if you would have given it half a second to think about this, and a lot of them do, like after they get out in the parking lot and, you know, lay down a patch of rubber as they, you know, peel out, and then they're like, what am I going to do?
What did I just do?
Right.
Yeah.
So, but I think to go back and say, okay, so how long have I been feeling like this? And it might be, well, since the new ownership team came in,
right?
You know, they've kind of taken a different direction. Or it might be, hey, there's been a change in my family. You know, I have more responsibilities at home now. And so I'm feeling torn between what I need to do at home and what I need to do at the workplace. And the two are, you know, kind of competing with each other. But I think that kind of that will help you think all the way back to the beginning. Why did I first come here?
Yep.
But when did I feel like that started to change? That something, you know, and so then the thing that led to this new change, is that something that I can resolve? I can talk to somebody about? Or you say, oh, I don't see this changing. So maybe that's making my decision for me that it's time to move on.
This is off of our notes. This is not on them. Could there be some suggestion to our audience if they're feeling a little underutilized? Maybe, I think I've done a lot here. I don't know what else I could do. You know, sure. I can't envision that. Any suggestions to getting outside advice? Because inside would be a little bit tenuous, like, hey, I'm going to go to my, you know, department chair and ask, you know, what he thinks is my future here. And then what are they going to do? What are you thinking of leaving? So now you've already got the leaving pressure. Like, well, no, I wasn't thinking about leaving, but just want to know like what plans you have for me.
Sure.
Right. And then when they don't give you a very good answer, you're like, you're not going to keep me if that's the only thing. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I think that ultimately, you have to have that conversation internally, but I think that the external is good first to talk to somebody, right? So, because you're removing a little bit of the emotion. Like, so if it's me, I'm coming to you, you're not in that office every day. Mm-mm. So you don't have the same kind of, you know, where I'm maybe getting so tunneled in on something and I'm missing some other things. And so you can say, well, what about this? And have you thought this? And have you considered, and what happens if? But I think what I would suggest, once you go to that superior, that leader, the next person up, is kind of what we talked about in a previous episode where you said, okay, I feel like I'm in a comfort zone right now. I feel like I'm underutilized right now. I'd love to take on more. Is there the possibility for me to step in here? How can I help this organization? Mm-hmm. Is there more that I could be doing here? You're not giving them an ultimatum like, if you don't give me more, then I'm hitting the road. I think that comes across a little bit more as I want to be here, mm-hmm. not as a little bit of a threat. If you don't, then I'm going to. But say, I'm already here. You know I'm putting the work in, but I feel like I'm in my comfort zone. I feel like I'd like to stretch a little bit. So is there something I can do to stretch? And that might be your indication. If they go, nope, what you got is, what you got, then you say, oh, well, maybe it's time for me to look somewhere else.
Emotion and logic. Mm-hmm. It's a little sometimes oil and water, particularly when it comes sure. to, moving on. Oh,
absolutely.
Staying, trying something new, being open to another opportunity, et cetera, or always looking. I think there's sure. a difference between always looking.
Sure.
Right? Like, that means you've hardly rooted yourself here, I wonder maybe if there's some correlation between the emotion and the logic where I feel this. Mm-hmm. And then an outside person goes, well, tell me when you started feeling this or sure. what triggered the feeling or what happens if they took away that feeling? Would you stay? Would you see value? Would you see permanency?
Sure.
Would you see contribution?
Sure.
But I do think it's hard to separate emotion and logic.
Yes.
Yep. And that's why I just suggest, whether we mentor leaders, coach leaders, or even with their organization, they might have, some sounding boards. I think getting rid of the emotion is probably good.
Yeah.
I got my feelings hurt. Okay. Well, let's wait a minute.
Or sleep on it. I love that yeah, phrase, sleep yeah. on it. I want to be in a rested place. I don't want to make a decision here where I'm, tired and my emotions are drained. Yeah.
I have one friend who left a firm, went to a new firm, realized, oh my goodness, this was not a good move. So the firm she went to did the red carpet, champagne experience, limos, and just wined and dined them. When they got there, like, card tables and folding chairs. I thought we were like posh, switched it on them. They wanted to come back to the organization they left and they had already filled in the role. And so they were torn between, so you didn't even save my spot.
Sure.
Feelings were hurt,
Sure.
But we didn't know you were going to come back.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, if you said, hey, I need a sabbatical for 30 days to try this, we'd be like, okay, maybe we'd have done it.
Right.
And so then they had to find something else. And I recently caught up with them, actually saw them on the road and says, hey, I passed you, I'll call you. They left that third spot because they didn't have any place to go, right? They were right. looking at the age and maybe the function of what they did. And like, we can hire a 30-year-old to do this or whatever the math was.
Sure.
So one decision went to another one, and then, of course, they were dealt with. We don't have any, there's no bench spot for you on this team,
right.
Unfortunately. Regrets. We can have them both ways, can't we?
Sure. Regret that you stayed too long, regret that you left too early.
Yeah. In my situation where, we sold and then things changed, I would have probably preferred to sell a little earlier, knowing how much more fun and what God had for me once I was out of all the things I had to do
right.
with my partners. Now it was just, I can kind of go where God leads or, we've got a book project coming up, which we can't tell anybody about yet, but that's the fun. That's the fun part. Cause you have margin.
Yep.
I'm marching 50, 60 hours a week, building a business, making sure other people build businesses. We're getting our return. We're satisfying our vendors, our clients, et cetera. And you're like, that's treadmills fast,
yep.
Well,
let's talk about, because I think you cover this well in the business baton. When you as a navigator kind of come in to help mm-hmm. people that are thinking about selling their business, one of the things that you help them explore is, what are you going to do next?
Right.
And so I think that is a key decision, whether we're talking about somebody selling a business or somebody moving from a company to another company, yeah. That, or, you know, maybe saying, well, is it time for me to just retire, you know, right. and do that? How do you, as a navigator, how do you sit down with people and help them think about maybe something that they haven't thought about before? What are you going to do after you're done here?
There's a chapter title, which I didn't share with you in our notes. It's called When the Applause Ceases. And it's a stark reality for all of us who are leaders and owners of businesses. We're like, we're not the go-to person anymore. They don't need to talk to us. Our associates don't even call us to check in because we were in the company. Now we're not. But I think the part as a navigator, there is emotion to it and there's a logic to it. So example, a gentleman called me and says, hey, I'd like to know if you could help me sell my company. I says, I don't know if I can. Let's talk about if it's right to do. And it caught him off guard because I think he already made the decision. I have to sell the company. Oh, why do you feel you have to sell the company? Is there a health issue? Is there a competition out there that's getting you? Is there a future investment you're unwilling to make to get to that next level technology-wise or tools or services? No, I just don't have anybody inside to help me. So what came up as a call regarding, I think I have to sell my company, really ended up being, why don't we come up with a leadership development program for a year? And then you can tell me if someone inside your company is ready to help you take the baton over time, you know? And he's like, never thought of that. So that was kind of the cool aha for me on navigating is it's not about, great, I'll sell your company. It's why do we want to do this and how do we want to do this? And then what do we do next based on those answers? And so it's I find it just a sacred journey for me, Craig, with business owners, like it's their baby. If they started it, they bought it, they turned it around, they didn't take vacations, they missed Johnny's soccer game, they missed Susie's dance recital, there's things that they sacrificed for this company, and now they're at a place of, what do I do with it? Because I think I often will ask them, are you tired? Because tired people make bad decisions.
Yes.
On the moving on.
Right.
You talked about rest on it, right?
Sleep on it.
So... But I find it to be just a fascinating journey to listen. And I've shared a lot of the stories off camera, like without their names, just like this guy has just really sacrificed a ton. You know, what a great company they built. And but now he and his wife want to travel. And so we talk about, can you do that kind of sudden setting?
Right.
You know, sell a little bit, transfer a little ownership versus give it all up, see how they do, test it. So it's everything from internal perpetuation, give it to the kids, whatever, to sell it to a third party and move on.
Well, my experience has been most people, when they move on, they tend to make that decision like just real suddenly.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I want to say to them, how long have you felt like this? Or like you said, okay, but have you thought about and what are you going to do next and what happens if? Yeah. And to get people to just, hey, just tap the brake for just a second here. Yep. Just slow down. And that's what I would say to you too. If you're thinking about moving, you know, just hold on, just tap the brake for a second. Talk to somebody outside the company. Talk to a navigator. If you're thinking about selling the whole business, you know, there's nobody internally for you to really talk to about that. But get some of the logic that maybe balances the emotion that you're feeling in the moment to get some perspective on it.
I use both words, Craig, in times, you know, leadership and ownership, because the ownership person, you know, might have some financial stakes. A leader might have a great package, a great program, a pay scale, et cetera, but it's not their company. Is it, you know, so I've had those where they're, is it time for me to start my own company? You know, he won't sell to me yet. You know, he's not ready. And so one of my titles I really enjoy is Mirror, Mirror on the Wall. And first off, it's a Snow White story where the witch is looking to see, you know, am I the fairest of them all? I use that title only because first it starts with the leader owner. Are they ready? You know, is their company mirror on the wall? And then the next thing was, so my organization that I built or I bought, is it ready to move to the next chapter, the next, you know, window? And then what will I do? But the navigating is just a gas because you get to really learn, my wife doesn't like to travel. Okay, well, do you have some hobbies? Well, I like to woodwork. What have you made in the last year? Well, I made an ashtray and a derby car with my grandson. Probably not a hobby that's going to keep you really lit, you know. So I like it. I just push them to say, all right, do you know what your company is worth? No. Okay, so we do a valuation, work with a firm, and they're like, the number comes in. I have three reactions. What? It's got to be worth more than that. Or, oh, well, I better sell. It's really high. I didn't know that. Or, that seems fair. Of the two, you know, they're paralyzing.
Right.
What? What do we got to do to make it better?
Right.
Oh my gosh, it's so low. Right. I was thinking it was worth X. But once you get to the logic part, then it's more of an answer of what do you wish to do from here?
Yep.
You have a number.
Yep.
You know, but how does that make you feel? And what do you see? So I had a call from a business owner that said, hey, I need to hire you. And I'm, okay, well, you know, I'll tell the person, thank you for the referral, but why do you think you need me to help you here? Well, he had a bad medical or health situation. Mm. So now we're not really planning.
Right.
We're reacting.
Yep.
We're preventing, you know. Yep. And then it was amazing. God did a miracle on the guy and he got healed. And so he didn't have to sell, but he had to figure out how does he transition? How does he exit? And that was just a joy for me to talk to him about.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, so listen, what I'd say is a takeaway, if I think you've heard there's emotion that is probably wanting to drive your decision right now, and you need to get some logic to balance that emotion. And so you probably have a friend in your life that you can talk to. You can certainly come and reach out to Maximize Leadership. Check out our coaching page. That's what we do as a coach. We're that outside perspective. Certainly, if you are at the spot where you're ready to consider selling your business, we have a separate page on there for your
succession
planning.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's where you need to go. And Greg can help you walk through all of those steps on your business. But add some logic from somebody who's giving you a perspective where they're not right in the middle of the mix with you. And then it's going to help you be able to process and deal with those emotions so that you make a better decision. We don't want you to experience the regrets of you waited too long or you went too quick. We want to try to help you give that logic to that emotion to make a really good decision. That's what we do here. We're here to resource you, to help you make great decisions, to help you lead at a higher level. So we need some feedback from you. You can leave comments on the video. You can leave comments to us. Reach out to us on X. You can come on to the MaximizeLeadership.com website. Leave comments for us there. Let us know what you would like to talk about or hear from us on one of these episodes, and we are going to use that to give you the very best content that we can give you. That's what we're here for you to get better so that everybody around you can get better as well. So stay tuned.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of The Craig and Greg Show.